Broadcasting live from the core of Africa, Central Radio.
Welcome and good evening to The Sex Show. It's your girl, Soul Spice, the sex goddess. And tonight I've been in, in a kind of fresh feeling kind of mood. Tonight has been a wonderful night, yeah. I've been into that sestastic kind of mood since morning, you know, starting my day with texts, moving all around, going for interviews and feeling good. Anyway, how are you doing? How has your day been? Have you had sex in the last few days? Have you had sex today? If not, I wish you well. But for some of us, you know, that's our energy now. It's an early morning tablet. No sex for life. That's what I stand for. Anyway, this is The Sex Show, and all we'll do on The Sex Show is help bring your fantasy to reality. Yes, tonight we're talking about... I need to breathe because that topic is very hard. Tonight we're going to be talking about rape in marriage. What exactly is rape? Can there really be rape in marriage? If I get raped by my husband, can I report? What has the law of our land got to do with this? Are there rules? Are there, I don't know all those law terms they use, but is there anything I can do when I get raped? What do I do when my husband or my wife is molesting our child? All this in one home. All in the name of marriage, right? So tonight, please do follow me at Sex Talk with Soul Spice or Sex Toys with Soul Spice on Instagram. And don't forget to follow at Wow Accessories, the only jewelry king that makes me feel good. It's all about pearls tonight. And hey, you know what it is. Yeah, you know how we do it. You know what it is. You know how we take it down when it comes to Wow Accessories. You always wow your mind. Take it or leave it. So, do not forget to also follow at This Is Pop Central, the only TV station that pops sex to your TV screen. And if you have friends who do not have DSTV at hand, please send them a message or give them a call to download Popping by Pop Central app, and then they can get to watch us live at this moment. Don't be stingy. The fact that you have this is only others can't watch. So let them download Popping by Pop Central and they get to watch us live. So tonight I've got, she calls herself a sissy lawyer, but I don't know. Is she really a sissy? Is she really a mother? Do I call her mother? Do I call her sissy? Do I call her babe? Let's see what they're going to bring in. And he calls himself, let me not say anything. Are we having a mother and son tonight? Are we having a friendship kind of thing tonight? Don't worry, I'm going to go in on a break. And when I come back, I'm going to be bringing in my guests. You know we're going to be having a threesome tonight, as we always do. But tonight is going to be all about law, rape, marriage, and maybe sentence, jail time, you know. Don't go anywhere, because I'll be right back.
Broadcasting live from the core of Africa, Central Radio.
Welcome back to The Sex Show. It's still your girl, Soul Spice, the sex goddess. And tonight, I'm going a different way. I'm going to court this night. You see, our sex tonight is not going to be in bed. We're not doing it on the floor. We are doing it in court. You see, on those, there are benches and there are tables. Yes, we're going to be talking about rape in marriage. What exactly is rape? Can we really have rape in marriage? Or do we just say abuse, molestation? See, these words are just too much. I need someone tonight to break it down to me. What's the difference between molestation, rape, and abuse? You and I understand, right? So if you're just joining, this is The Sex Show. And I remain Soul Spice, the sex goddess. And all we get to do and talk about on the show is sex. So if you don't know, you're just knowing, you're just joining. Welcome to our world of sex, where we get to have threesome every Tuesday. With our mouths, not with our bodies. But hey, so tonight we're talking about rape in marriage. And with me, he's handsome, he's a lawyer. Don't mess with him, don't look for trouble. But now I can look for trouble because I have him. You back me up, Abi.
Sure.
I slap a soldier and I call you, come and fight for me.
Yeah, after me, after 15 minutes.
Ha! It is well. He's a lawyer and his name is Isaac Abayomi Osun.
Osuntui.
See, this is your back people here. Osuntui, welcome to The Sex Show.
Thank you.
How has it been being a lawyer?
It's been fun.
Do you people even have a sex lawyer?
I don't understand what that is.
I think I need to go back to law school, right? I have to be a sex goddess, sex lawyer, sex coach, and a sexologist. It's not going to be a bad idea. Even though it's going to take me years. One day we will get there. So let me go to her. Let me break it down. So when I met her on Instagram, I saw Cici Lawyer on Instagram. I'm like, okay, she sounds nice, she looks cool. It won't be a bad idea to bring her on the show. And then we got talking, she accepted, and I met her like, wait, she's really a Cici Lawyer. There are some women you can't joke with. No matter the age, no matter the height, they don't grow old. These are the kind of people you tap from, spiritually, mentally, physically, like, whoa, when I'm your age. Ah. She became a lawyer even before my mother could think of having sex to give birth to me. Can you imagine that? And yet she's still dragging beauty with me. Good job. How possible is that? But hey, it doesn't really matter. I'm still the only sex goddess you will ever find. So maybe we'll make her sister sex goddess for tonight, even if she's a lawyer. But hey, I'm also Cici sex goddess, even if she's Cici lawyer. Her name is Aronke Vigo Omame. Ha! She's from Delta. Forgive me, Delta people. I'm from Delta too, but me, I'm Oyibo Delta. Omame, welcome to the sex show.
Thank you.
It feels so great to have you tonight. Like, you really are Cici lawyer.
I am.
How can you be jagging beauty with me now?
Ah, you just start.
Hey, Jesu, I just start. Dear husband, have you heard? All these Delta women will not come and take our shine tonight. It's not possible. So tonight we're talking about rape in marriage. So I said, let me come to you. Is there anything as the word rape in marriage?
Well, technically, not in our laws, but when we go ahead with the show, touch some areas, gray areas, new areas, whereby, because the word rape on its own has its own meaning within the confines of the law. Okay. So, moving a little bit outside the confines of the law, if you can find rape, but not in accordance with the laws of the land, which is Nigerian law, not for now. Not.
So let me ask you, do we have rape in marriage in other countries?
Oh, yes, you have rape legislated in marriage in other countries. You don't have rape specifically in Nigeria as legislation that if a man rapes his wife. But you have legislation that if a man rapes a woman.
So I can now say, okay, I'm not your wife, I'm a woman.
No. Whether you are the wife, or you are the girlfriend, or you are the daughter, or you are the mother, you are a woman. So saying that, it is true that we do not have specifics, but at the same time, if it is a woman and she is raped, she's entitled to report.
Okay, but so there's this thing that your husband cannot rape you.
Yeah.
So how possible is that? I've heard women say, oh, he choked me to the wall, he had sex, even when I said no, or I was not in the mood, and then he still went ahead. Isn't that supposed to be rape?
Okay. From time immemorial, there's been this notion that once a man marries a woman, he marries the woman in entirety. That means totally. He marries the right, every single thing that the woman has, so-called the rights of the woman, actually automatically comes under the whips and crashes of the man. And whatever the man wants, the woman does. So even though there is a little bit of maybe forceful play, forceful penetration, or in the context of rape too, but in marriage, the law, it's silent on that. In law, there's no rape between husband and wife. Even though it's forceful, it doesn't come under rape. So it's just this notion of, it's a long time notion, not just now. It's from time immemorial, way back, 16th centuries, 17th centuries. That's generation that a man and the wife, there can never be issue of rape between them, no matter how rough or how bad the sex is.
So what happens when I have scratches or I have pain and probably he forcefully sleeps with me, I still cannot report because
when
I'm
a woman
him?
Has been raped by her husband in Lagos State, she will go to Alausa and report. There is a domestic and sexual violence response team.
Okay.
And it is for people like we are talking about. Either in marriage or because I know I have sent a number of girls there and they have their husbands have been picked up.
Fantastic.
So as I've said, there is no law that says specifically if you are married, if you are married, you must not rape your wife. But I think that is common sense. And Lagos State has taken that initiative. That it's about time that women start to understand that they must not be afraid to report violence against them. And I think it all comes from what we call the Violence Against Persons Prohibition Act, which in the very first section defines rape. And it doesn't say, it does not exclude a husband and wife situation in that definition.
Wow. I'm just hearing that for the first time. So, yes, you wanted to say something.
Yeah, even though we were having the conversation before the show, even though the act does not in any way exclude the husband and wife situation, neither does the law include them. So it's more like being silent on that. Just the major problem we have in Nigeria is that our laws on rape in marriages are silent.
So then you then go and say, well, okay, so I'm a woman.
I'm a woman.
And you have raped me.
I'm a woman. You raped me.
Okay, now.
This man raped me. I'm not his husband.
Yes. I'm a woman and this man.
This man,
me.
Mr. Adebayo, raped me.
Okay, I'm not. This is to a woman now. There's something.
Okay.
There are different kinds of marriages now. Okay? If you agree with me now, you can be married in the Nigeria of nowadays, even outside Nigeria. You can be married some cohabiting with someone in your house and not legally married under the act. Okay? So on that part, you're just a man. And
no, you are not married.
You're not married.
Okay. You are just cohabiting.
But Nigerians, you need to actually get them straightened out. Let them be clear about what marriage actually is.
Okay, so when there is a ring and we go to court and there's, oh, I kiss you.
No. It can be under customary law. A lot of us tend to think that customary law is not a marriage. It is a very, 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 very valid marriage. And you cannot rape your wife because you married her under customary law either.
No, at all. So, in addition to what she said, marriage under the act and under customary law, that comes under the ambit of the marriage. And we're saying now.
Please, let me cut you. You said marriage under the act and under customary law. What does that mean?
Marriage under the act in Nigeria, for you to be married under the act, I think churches now even get certificates from registries.
Okay.
That's the only way. It's not that some of our churches these days think that they can marry them without that. The marriage act says the reverend will go to jail for 3 years. It's about time people understand these things.
So, you have to get the certificate from the registry.
Okay.
Okay. Whether you do it in church or in the mosque or anywhere you do it.
Okay.
Certificate. But some people just sideline the church and the mosque ceremony and I just go straight to the registry to get married.
Yeah.
As long as you're registered in local government or in state government, just like we have in Ikoyi here, and other local governments who have their own registry, marriage registries.
Yeah.
Whenever you do marriage under any of those registries, local government registries, you're married under the act. And that customary law as well, we carry the yam, and we carry the palm oil, and we carry the...
Also, if I do, that's the trad wedding.
Customary law is the trad wedding.
Okay, so if can I use that in court?
Yes.
In what sense? In what sense?
It's a valid marriage.
In what sense?
Without signing under...
You can't go to court and say divorce no. Because we are married under customary law. But everything else, you have the right. Because you are... It is a valid
marriage.
Because
I hear a lot of men run away from going to court to wed and they rather just do church so that you can't use it against them.
No, church marriage, as she rightly said, church marriage is now, if you don't have the certificate, you can't be legally married in church if the church doesn't give you the certificate.
Okay.
If you just go to church and they sing happy married life for both of you and they send you parking, they will just eat your
praise
rice.
And worship.
Praise and worship. You eat your rice and that's the end of it. But you're not married under the act.
But if you get the document, their church,
yes.
You can still take it to court.
Definitely.
No, I think you've got it all mixed up. As in, you go to the what you people call the court,
yeah.
Is a registry. You go there and you ask for a license to marry. So the church is actually acting as agent of the government.
Okay.
So in a statutory marriage, as he called it, and which is the right phrase, in a statutory marriage, it is actually a marriage that is conducted under the Marriage Act and which the ceremony is done by the church as agent of government. So when the church gives you a marriage certificate, they give it to you in four copies. They give you one copy. They give you one copy to take back to the registry. They send one copy to the registry and they keep one. So that is information to the registry that license they gave to you, the church, has been used as in conducting a marriage. That is a statutory marriage. A customary marriage is the one where you go and, like he said, you bring the yam and the oil, and at the end of the day, everybody goes home. And there's no further ceremony because it is a valid marriage. It is as valid as the one you do in the registry. But a lot of us, we like the ceremony of Thursday, we carry yam. On Saturday, we wear white dress. Mm. All you have done is conducted two marriages. What? Two ceremonies. Stop wasting money.
But the customary marriage has had its own limitations.
Because you want to show people that you are getting married. No, to bring all your family members.
Even though it's a valid marriage. Mm. Come on, in the world we live now. If you don't have the certificate, there are some things you can actually do.
Come on, in the world we live now. Even
in Nigeria,
customary marriages now, you can get certificates. If you know what to do, you can get a certificate.
That's if you know what
finish.
Today.
I thought it's a lawyer. so let's switch it. Because most of the way you talk about rape is usually the females that will talk about, yes, the women. Now, men also get raped by their spouses. Like, it's funny, Abby. Like, how do you go and say it? Oga, my wife.
My wife raped me.
So, why do men find it hard to open up? Because I hear women beat up their men in the house. Mm-hmm. Women rape their men in the house. Oh, you're not going to do, you will do today. You know? And just, of course, I think some weeks back, there was a story about girls who said whether their teacher did something, and they packed themselves, they planned it, and they raped the man or something, you know? So the question is, do men really... What happens? Why is it that men don't want to report? Or where is that? What's the problem with that courage of, oh, I'm a man, let me go to the station and report? Anyway, before you answer, I will be going on a break for all you men to start thinking, why have you not gone to report that woman that has raped you? Why have you not gone to report that woman that has slapped you? And then you just can't say anything, not even to your friend. Don't go anywhere, because I'll be going on a break. And when I come back, I will let the lawyer here answer why he will not go and report himself. Don't go anywhere.
Broadcasting live from the core of Africa, Central Radio.
Welcome back to the sex show. Yes, we went on a break. I needed to get myself. And hey, we are back. So before we went on a break, we were talking about men, like, why do men really have problems speaking up when they get that hot slap? Why do they have a problem when their wives get raped? And so, Abayomi, I'm coming to you. Why do your people have a problem going to report?
Well, I wouldn't know where my people have
on that too. I'll be man.
No. It's actually can happen in different ways. Okay, I will use an experience. Okay, not a personal experience. Don't think I'm the one.
How are you sure? Sure, don't worry, you understand.
But the idea is, once a man gets abused by a woman or a lady, the pride, the ego, the manliness, the feeling that I'm a man, you're going within your peers or between your peers and start telling them, that babe treats my fuck up, that babe messed me up. For the rest of your life, in any gathering, your friends will make jest of you.
Women will make jest of you.
Guys, you can be having a very serious conversation one time. Someone will just pop it up. I want to know about dear Sha. you might want to correct your friend about something, a real life issue, maybe business or something. Yeah. Your friend might just come up here. Say what you are wearing on, ladies. You see, okay, you want to talk to me now, Abby? You that your wife actually beat you, blue blood. So yeah. And these things actually come out wrongly sometimes. They come out not in the best way or the perfect scenarios, and the guys look at, well, it's better for me to just die inside and actually love myself and ridicule myself in public. But as regards to for the rape issue, well, I think guys get raped too. I think men get raped, because if you look at the definition of rape itself, it's not actually putting my hands on your neck, choking you. If you put me in you can actually get your knife up. So if you don't sleep with me tonight, I'm going to stab you to death. I might not be in the mood, but because I'm scared for my life. That's like giving. Taking.
So is that rape also?
Yeah, it's called, you put me in reasonable apprehension of fear, death. If a knife goes into my tummy or any part of my body, then I'm gone. So that can be called rape too. So, and which guy will go to the prison and say, Oga, my wife won't start me for nine. Now why?
I do.
So they won't even listen to you. They will feel, who is this joker? Oga, back yourself and go, Joe. Some people tell you, this is your fine wife. You shouldn't even beg you to have sex with her. You should be doing it every single now and then. So nobody will believe a man when he says, my wife forces me or rapes me.
So, Sylvia, do you think it's right that nobody would believe a man, despite the fact that he tries to put aside his pride and ego to come out to say, I am going through this?
Well, to be honest, I don't think that they disbelieve them. I think what he said is that they would make jest of them. Mm. They would laugh at them. And so for that reason, a lot of men would not want to talk about it. I was reading an article a few days ago about... The story is that there was a party and people had a lot to drink and they got into various rooms or something and sex happened in both rooms. One of them woke up, the woman, and she found that somebody was raping her.
Yeah.
And she made a case out of it. They went to the police. The man got convicted. The other one, the woman was forcing the man. Was taking advantage. Maybe he had a hard on because he was drunk.
Yeah, well, yeah.
So the woman was having a good time on him whilst he was asleep and he woke up. When he reported to his friends, they all laughed at him and said, ah, boy, why didn't you enjoy it? And so I understand what he's saying, that it's a man thing that you don't want to report rape. Whether it is rape outside of marriage or rape in marriage, you don't want to report it as a man. But then, do women as well who are married, do they report rape? We find out that a lot of women would not report rape because of this attitude that I don't want to send the father of my children to jail. It is a life imprisonment.
Wow.
Rape is I think it used to be 14 years before, but now it is a life imprisonment. And not only is rape a life imprisonment, it is regarded by the Court of Appeal as an act of terrorism.
So that's a deep one.
So they hurry up with such an appeal because it is regarded as terrorism. It is added on to the cases of terrorism. So rape is a serious thing. And so I think that for that reason, a lot of people do not report rape in marriage. By the time a woman is reporting rape in her marriage, she is done with her marriage.
Yeah. Because anybody will come for you. Family, church members. So let's talk about rape, a father raping a child now. You know, we're still talking about rape in marriage. So it goes beyond my wife. I've heard so many people say, okay, so today I usually do Choose Food Tuesdays as I always do, and you guys know. So I get people send me real stories of their lives, yeah? And so today was all about rape. Tell me your rape story. And I had two messages that I just refused to post on my page because these women didn't want me to post it at all, yeah? Once you send me a DM about your story, I ask you if you're okay with it and I post. But once you write and tell me, oh, please don't post, some of them say, please keep me anonymous. Down, I understand you want me to post, but I take out your name, right? And these two ladies were raped by their father. And their mother knew, but refused to report because she was also scared of losing her home. So what do you have to say about that?
For me, any parent, particularly the mother, who had discovered or who had the slightest knowledge, okay, of something, be it abuse, no matter what kind of sexual abuse going on between the father, the husband, and the daughter, and doesn't actually speak out, she's not only actually killing the child, she's killing herself, and she's destroying the future of the child. We've had a lot of cases in court now, Court of Special Offences. What they do basically there, more, it's about this rape issue. At least the one I've attended in Kenya, basically, it's more of this rape issue of like a father or a group of teenagers sleeping with each other. Or, but most especially, the rare ones whereby the judge has to actually empty half of the court because of the sensitivity. The case. That's like just empty the court a little bit. It's just because fathers are some pathetic fathers. are going as far as actually sleeping with their daughters. Mm. Mother would know about it, just like she said, and they will keep quiet. And if they keep doing this, well, some, we thank God for some. No, some spoke out.
Yeah, I know. Some speak out, and then the world labels them evil.
No. Oh, they are saving their own life and saving the future of their kids.
Yes, we understand that. But what about family members? You know, see, the husband's family members gives them name, church members give them name, everyone, neighbors give them name, because they believe that they have destroyed the father of their children.
Now, we believe, as far as I'm concerned, I still think, see, we live in a world whereby the world right now is ruled by sentiment, about what people think, what people think. Mm. If we keep living by what people think, we won't live the best of our lives. We'll just be miserable and frustrated all our lives. So it's better for you to just do what is right by you, do what is right by your kids, do what's right by your immediate family. If the outside world thinks what you're doing is bad, well, their husband should go and do the same thing to their own kids too.
Mm.
And let's see how they will take it. Because right now, I had an incident last week whereby a lady, stripper, was arrested in the club. And when she was writing a statement in the station, she said she was molested by her dad. She was disvirgined by her dad when she was, I think, 16 or 15. And she felt there was no use for the life anymore. Wow. Than just to waste away and actually strip. And she does, when she strips, she gets how much? 5K every single night. She goes all naked, dances, and she gets 5K. Just 5K a night. So if the mother knew about it then, kept quiet, saying, I don't want you to destroy my husband.
Mm.
Now, this lady's life, the mother has ruined the generation now.
Yeah.
Because the lady will never actually raise any reasonable child. Even though she gives birth to a child.
I don't want to even have a child.
If she even decides to have a child, what lesson does she want to actually pass across to the child? So for me, if you're in this kind of mess, that your husband is abusing your child sexually, in any manner that you think it's not right, speak out. Save the life of the child and save your own self too.
So, Cecilia, let me come to you. It's really not just the female child now. We also have mothers molesting their male child. I've heard of that story. I've heard of that story of a mother molesting a male child. And from what I heard, all she kept on telling the boy was, you know what, I'm training you for your future wife. I'm training you to be a better man. I'm training you to be a better husband. You know, and so the boy didn't think of it on any, or he didn't think of anything until when he got to secondary school and realized that, no, this is not training, because nobody in my class gets this kind of training from the parents, you know. And I remember then, because I was quite young when that story came up, I think he tried to stab his mom, or he stabbed the mom or something. That was how the story came up. So what exactly should a child do if you find yourself in this space? Let's assume the parents know and they just don't want to report. Can a child actually report?
Yes. A child can report rape. It is a question of anybody who is raped. So a child can report rape. But then again, we come back to this, our family or societal sentiments and things. I feel that a child who is going through such a thing should report, or should find another adult they can trust who would report or assist them in reporting. The law these days, or government these days, is very sensitive to things like that, and they are responsive to things like that. But it's just a societal mindset we need to move.
Mm.
Because otherwise it continues. It continues. And that is why, in my opinion, that is why we are raising less than perfect adults these days. Whether we like it or not, we are raising less than perfect adults.
What exactly does that mean?
Yes. People who do not have any values for relationship. I'm very careful not to use the word marriage. Mm. Any values for relationship. So it's a question of, like I used the phrase the other time, for better, for stay, for worse, for go.
Mm. And like in those days, no matter what's happening, or you like have to in those die
days,
there.
No, not necessarily. But in those days, 20 years, 15 years ago, people still tried, they still stayed on, they still tried to work things out.
For the sake of their kids.
Not necessarily. For the sake of themselves, for the sake of being in a relationship. Because they value being in a relationship. Mm. But these days, that appreciation of being in a relationship is being eroded. Because people are not getting the correct support from society.
So it's like now we just kind of believe more in baby. Let me just be a baby mama and live on my own.
Yes.
Rather than live under the roof with a man.
Yes. I know a lady who has twins. And she went into a sperm bank and she has her twins. She's very happy living with them.
And she's not bothered about getting married. No. Even all the stories on social media, we don't even want to make you get married.
It's because of the fact that we don't have value for relationship, for, you know, nurturing relationships. It's not there anymore.
I just wish most young minds out there, we cannot think alike. Okay, I just wish most young minds out there think like I do sometimes. I'm not from the best or perfect of homes, but I've been able to speak one or two things from my parents. Yeah. And I've always been the fan of perfect family. That is the woman, the man, and the kids.
Okay.
I fantasize about living a perfect life. I just, myself, my wife, and my kids.
But that's a lot of work.
I know it's a lot of work, but it's something I'm willing to, when I say challenge, I'm always like eager to actually delve into you and let me see what it brings out.
Do you believe in happily ever after?
Honestly, I do. See, I know challenges will come. Fine, I know, yeah, I'm saying this because, well, I'm not married yet. I know, my girl's crazy, so I'm sorry, but I'm just saying, I think if you have the mindset, if you prepared yourself, that this is going to be tough, it's going to be challenging, don't actually go into it with mindset, with the free mindset, like saying, it's just like that. Everybody has done it. You do your own stuff. But I have a mindset that's going to be task. It's going to be challenging. Going with the mindset that whatever comes out.
So you actually think marriage is challenging and tasking?
Still, you're twisting my words.
I'm using what you're saying. Yeah, I'm trying to be like people.
I'm just saying if you actually keep.
Is that how people do in court?
Yeah, I'm just saying if you actually keep that level of expectation from for a marriage, like saying it's going to be tasking, it's going to be challenging, and whatever it takes, I keep to it. Then nothing, almost nothing, will actually come your way in the marriage.
Is that what you think? Is that your mindset now?
Well, I'm on that level right now that come rain or shine, and I'm going.
Like this
way. I'm going in, yes. That's one level. But we did talk about something. As regards to the rape in the marriage between husband and wife, very well, extremely
let
well.
Let me ask a question. I think let's make it a bit more exciting. Okay. What about where the woman agrees with her husband and they're having sex, and he says something to her, she gets upset and says, remove your dick.
See, yeah, in answer to that particular question, I've seen lots of that.
Hey, answer that question first. Remove your dick.
Yeah, I'll answer your question. Uh-huh. It's just like telling a man to jump off a moving train.
Hey, it's just money. You will not die. You cannot die. Why would you die? So let me give an example. So I had a friend who said she's been married for 13 years. I said, so my husband has kissed me only 3 times. In 13 years, wedding day, court, and I think their child. Outside those 3, he never kissed her again. Now, this is a man that when they're having sex and she says, oh, I'm enjoying or do it this way, he picks himself up and walks out of the room.
Goddamn.
Because to him, you don't say a word to your husband during sex. Now, this same man now has side chicks. So my friend had to call the babe that, please, I would like to meet one of you. True life story. So they met at an atrium. The sex were actually scared that Paris was going to beat. They're like, me now, I need your help. So she sat beside him down. How do you do it? Like, does he make love to you the same? She said, who? This same man that can control anyhow. I'll tell him to kneel down, he will kneel down. I'll tell him to do this, he will do it. Your husband loves it when I control him. And then she got home and sat her husband and said, okay, look at what this babe said. Look at what you do. What's the problem? And the man said, it is a wife's duty to take whatever her husband gives. But those girls, he's paying them, and so they have to do their job.
No, that's a stupid mentality.
Yeah, I think there's something wrong with the man.
So how do you deal with that? Because if the man takes a walk, stands up from her and walks away, what's she supposed to do? Pray. Take a shower.
Oh, well, I leave her to God.
Oh, yeah, answer her own. Remove your dick.
Yeah, it might not be possible.
So you will Google rape her. You want to finish?
No, but for every man that actually starts to work, must finish.
See, because the man, the law says, once there is the slightest penetration, it is
yes,
it's, so yeah. If the but woman says,
I'm done.
Well, we can argue that in court.
Okay, so if we start smushing, I'll get to a point and say I'm no more interested.
Or
you start sleeping with me.
That's different. That's
wait
different.
Now, you start penetration and I say I'm no more interested.
As a wife now or what?
Wife.
Okay. We're already in the act.
Hey, for matter, I'm not even again, no need.
Well, even I would agree that when the word stop comes, it means stop.
Yes.
When God says I'm not interested, it means stop. But let's
I think I would love to try that one day. I don't know that guy. Stop, I'm going and walk away.
You are packing your things, you're
yeah, which house? Which house? But and I'll remind you that you know I have lawyers. I have to see a lawyer there. If you do anything, I'll report you.
I think I'll be doing something to defend yours.
So like, we shall be. Anyway, we're going to go another break. And when we come back, we're going to be getting two stories from Cici Lawyer to know all we need to know about rape in marriage. Don't go away because you just don't want to miss the stories. Trust me.
Broadcasting live from the core of Africa, Central Radio.
Welcome back to The Sex Show. If this is your first time, this is The Sex Show, and all we get to do is talk about sex. Yes, I remain your one and only soul spice, the sex goddess, and we help you bring your fantasy to reality on this show. Tonight, we're still talking about rape in marriage, and it was a very fantastic question that was asked, but even the men couldn't even answer. Because they know that that's the road to death. So what happens when you're having sex and the woman says, stop, I'm no longer interested? Even when you're about to come, shouldn't you stop? Don't you think doing it to the end means rape? And all the men in the studio, okay, let me say 99.9 of them, said they're not going to stop. They're going to pin the woman down till they finish. So, hey, I'm collecting Cici Lawyer's contact so that when I try it at home, I know my husband is about to come and tell you, please stop and no more in China, walk away. Tinwa ba pin me mole. If he does not pin me down, it's small that's going to remain. But whatever happens, this lawyer is here to fight for me. Even if some people think they want to stand in for the man, we will pay any amount, this lawyer. We will go all out. We will use all the money in our accounts.
We'll meet us there.
We'll meet you there. We will change it. We will change it. So you said you have a story. I want to hear that story.
Well, the story is about fathers raping their daughters.
Okay.
And it's unfortunate that it's not a recent story. So it's always been. Mm-hmm. It's a story that I had actually when I was in university, and that was many years ago.
Before I was even born.
How a father raped his daughter continuously for about 5 or 8 years.
Wow.
And then in Nigeria here, and then she got pregnant.
Ooh.
And I don't know how the story then got into the courts.
Yeah.
And the man was sentenced to lashing because he was in northern Nigeria. They had to beat him. But what I think is that not only does it affect the psyche of the woman forever,
yeah,
I think that it is also a rape on the mother.
Yeah, her emotions, her mental state.
It is because we're talking rape, and really we're talking physical rape.
Yeah.
But I think that also we need to look at the fact that there's something called emotional rape. And I think a lot of people go through what is known as emotional rape in marriage. So when, for instance, a man, like you gave the story now, the wife cannot say, I want this style.
Yeah.
And he goes out and has it with his side. He's actually raping his wife because he's tormenting her emotionally. He's not doing what is right by her. But also another story that I tried to share with you outside, there was about rape in marriage again, and how it should be, women should be able to talk about it. I know a story in the course of my practice where the man actually put a knife to his wife's neck.
Wow.
And said he beat her up. And he beat her up, and then he said he was going to sleep with her. She said no. And he put a knife to her neck. And she called me up after, I don't know how she managed to escape. She ran out of the flat, and then she slept downstairs in the security guard's place till 5 a.m. in the morning. It was this gateman that gave her money to run into hospital. And she called me in the office. I went to see her. And when I walked into the ward, I didn't recognize her. So I think that when you hear this kind of stories, I'm less sympathetic to men who are violent. Well, let me not say men, to spouses who are violent in their relationships. I'm sorry, I have almost zero tolerance for rape, for violence in marriages. And the Violence Against Persons Act that I said, the intention really is for people to come out and talk, speak out about violence. And I think it's important for us all to speak out about violence in our relationships. I know, I hear as I'm speaking, I hear someone who says to me each time, what did the woman do? Whatever the woman did, it doesn't justify raping her. It doesn't justify beating her. Because rape is also an incidence of domestic violence. It doesn't just, there is no, there can be no justification for domestic violence or for rape.
Yeah.
I just thought I should check that in.
That's so I from what you said, I remember in university that in those days, I had a roommate. So those times she'll go to her boyfriend's house for days. She just said, okay, you're going 2 days, you're coming back. And then 1 week, 2 weeks, she's not, this babe is just enjoying this guy. We never knew that the guy was doing something else to her. So it was on one of the days that she was able to escape. So what he does when he's angry, he will beat her up and then all her face will be damaged and he will tie her down for 2-3 days and he'll continue to sleep with her there without moving her. So when he's going to work, he will put water and food by her side. And he doesn't release her till the gets back in the evening. And so when he gets back, he apologizes, he touches her, cleans her up and sleeps with her again and leaves her there.
I don't get. So he comes back from work, pets her, gets her back up, they have sex, and she comes back to school.
She doesn't come back to school for like on that.
I'm just saying, at the end of the day, she comes back to school.
Yeah.
And she leaves again.
She goes back again.
Did she,
on her adobe freeway.
Did she need the money?
It was not even the money. She just felt she's getting old, nobody will marry her, she can't start all over again. I know the bad thing. The bad thing about this guy is when you, in those days, I used to tell God, this is the kind of man I wanted. Because he was very romantic. When he can kneel down on the road to give you flowers to say, you know what, I want the whole world to know I love you. But we never knew he was doing all that based on the fact that Oromonti Jia. You know? So the truth is, when you talk about emotional rape now, I want to ask, do we have anywhere in Lagos or in Nigeria where one can actually go and report, you know what, my husband is emotionally raping? Because it's one to talk about the physical. The emotional is very rampant among so many women. They can't talk to their parents, they can't talk to their friends, they can't talk to no one. And so you just see women die in there. They start to look old. They still dress, they still do everything, but they are dying inside of them. So how do you deal with that? For someone, for this evening, out of the Truthful Tuesday, someone said, "So Spice, does oral sex hurt?" And I said, "No, I've never heard oral sex hurt." She said, "Once her husband puts his mouth on her clitoris, that's the end. That he sucks as he's going to pull it. And so sometimes she bleeds. She's all, and so she has to pretend to mourn to make him feel good. And so when she complained, he felt so bad and it was a lot of fight. And so there was no oral sex for a long time. Until last year, she saw a video on oral sex, like a teaching video she sent to him. And he tried to suck her sleeve again. Until now, she's still in pain. So how do you deal with that? To a man who doesn't want to listen, that you're not doing it the right way. And yet you have to accept it because you can't talk to him.
Well, there are a few sex counselors in town. Well, I can speak for Lagos. Maybe Abuja. There are a few sex counselors, but do people want to talk about that to a counselor?
I think people are opening up now because I get a lot of messages. I get a lot of clients reach out to me. I think we are not as bad as we used to be. People are opening up, but the thing is, who do they talk to? So these sex counselors now, I didn't know they were sex counselors.
There are sex counselors.
Yeah, they are.
There are sex counselors, there are mental health counselors.
Yes, we know about mental health. We know about, psychologists or therapists. Yeah,
but your marriage counselors can actually double as your...
No! They can't double as a counselor, no.
Sex on its own.
So what are they counseling then?
Because sex is large.
Marriage is one of the core things.
Sex on its own.
Sex is one of the core things in the marriage.
So for you to deliberate on sex, you have to be trained.
Oh.
Now, so there's something called sexual evaluation. I have to evaluate your sexual life. I have to evaluate your wife's sexual life. For me to say, okay, are they compatible? What exactly are the foundational problems? before you now go, he doesn't do this, because there's some things you would have issues with your wife that you cannot even tell her because you don't want her to feel bad.
Oh, sorry, something just came to mind now. Something just came to mind. While I was serving, no worry. Okay, we had a case in court, a divorce case in court. And guess what the case is all about? The woman said, the judge asked the man, asked the woman, the woman is a lawyer too, does this man pay the bills? She said yes. Does she take care of the kids? She said yes. Does he cater for the children? She said yes. The house you live in, is everything perfectly fine? She said yes. So why do you want to leave this man? And guess what? Guess what the man said? The man said he wants to have anal sex with the woman. Because all that ladies out there
are doing
it for him. So and why wouldn't he do it to his own wife? And the wife said, God forbid, I can't have anal sex with you. And that was the basic thing. That was the major reason why marriage was falling apart. The judge just said, you know what I'll do? I'll settle on this matter. I'll simply be in my chambers. Because it's not worth destroying a happy marriage.
But you know that kind of thing, it's not the judge's job to do. He needed to probably send them to a sex counselor or a sex coach.
No. So some judges are so mature and well trained.
No, they are well trained based on people's experiences. Nobody well trained in school.
But
you know there's a sex school.
I don't know about that.
Do you understand? What there's maybe? Master. There's normal BS in sex. There's masters in sex for you to be a sexologist. So until you go through those things, you will not understand. You think, okay, it's just about inserting. It goes beyond inserting the penis.
But she can do her bit in trying to like make the parties understand that, see, this thing is not worth destroying your marriage over. Okay, it's something you can actually work out.
So what if she stands her ground that she's not interested?
That is her opinion, and that is not within her rights as a judge.
If you're in her shoes, what would you have done? Would you have granted the separation?
I would have granted the divorce.
The man was doing very well.
Just so he should go and get his innocence outside. If he's going to walk away from his marriage because of one thing, ignoring the 99.9 things in marriage.
I'm not supporting the man.
I know.
I'm just saying the judge was trying just to find a gray area in which both parties can
actually work. But you know the greatest thing? The man is already even cheating.
It is not even in the place of the judge too. Because like she said, the man is already cheating.
He's already cheating.
He's already admitted to adultery.
So that alone is a case on its own. He's supposed to even get
job. I said it.
But he agreed that other women are doing it for him. And the wife will not do it for him. So who are the people doing it for him? His daughter or who?
Well, let's leave that for another
time. Even if it is his daughter, it's adultery.
Yes. So I want to read this message. Someone said, my husband beats me and I'm afraid to leave the marriage. Where do I start from? What do I do? Halima from Kano.
Start to build a war chest of money.
Mm.
Report him. Do family meetings, but please start to build it because you need money when you are going to leave him. You need money because you will have to rent house. Even if you live with a friend, you will have to contribute to the maintenance of the house where you live. So start to build a war chest of money. That is the first thing to start to do. Whilst you are trying to placate your husband, hoping that he doesn't kill you before then.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what I would say to that is, I would ask her.
Fly.
Not just fly, disappear. I believe she still has parents. Okay.
What if parents are saying stay? Because this
point, most parents
do not say stay back.
Yeah, I know.
Do you want to disgrace me? What do you want my family people to say? What do you want church members to say? What do you want society to say about me that my daughter did not stay in her husband's house?
Well, I have a couple of friends going through the same trauma, same stress about their parents still insisting they stay in very abusive marriages. My own advice to them is that fine, money is important, extremely, extremely important. That's the thing. So if any woman finds herself in any abusive relationship and you can't run, it's just a prayer that you don't die before your time. Because running away, first of all, is the best. Whatever you want to run to.
And
to
friends, have a life.
Family, anything. Just get out of that relationship first. Go and get yourself. Yeah. Just take a deep breath. Just leave first. Because
there are many women who will not leave.
They can't even leave.
Our advice to them.
They are thinking of the children.
That's what the person said.
They are thinking of a lot of things.
Because there are a lot of women stupidly, I'm sorry to say stupidly, will say that they cannot live without their children.
And then they can't take care of these children.
And they can't. Financially, they can't take care of the children.
But first of all, look at the kids. Is the husband actually taking care of the kids?
So do you know what these men do? So what they do is they render these women useless. So most of these women, when you look at it deeply, they are housewives. You don't have a job.
Full-time housewife.
You don't have business. So your life is dependent on that man. So where are you going to with the children? knowing that you don't have anything in your bank account, you don't have anyone to run to. And so these men become the lord of their lives. That, okay, if I walk away now, what's going to happen to me?
They render the wives and the cat.
So another person says, emotional rape is very common in Nigeria. My husband requests for anal sex and it's against my religion. What do I do? don't laugh.
No, I'm not laughing. I'm not laughing now. I just
you smile.
I just painted a real life scenario whereby the husband was asking for.
And so, okay, now we are coming to you now. So, that's a scenario. Now, this is a true life story now. The husband wants anal sex and it's against her religion. The question first is, what religion says?
Well, whatever her religion is, she says it's against it.
If she's
I'm sorry, it's just against her values.
I think it's against her values.
Yes. Not religion, yeah. Basically. And if she says it's against her, she doesn't want it. I think every single man must be able to respect a little bit, no matter how little, respect the wishes of their own spouse. When I was discussing with a senior colleague, Barrister Shino, this afternoon, as regards rape in marriage, he was of the opinion that there's only called rape in marriage. It is just some kind of like feminist movement, okay? Some people just came from, just like make sure women have set of rights, set of rules, and live by them. Fine, I understand that part. But it's high time actually women actually stand for themselves and actually speak for themselves. If you don't want something, and he said something too, don't let me just say the other part he said. What he said was that if a man lost a wife or lost a spouse, or the spouse or the lady lost husband, they should be able to respect themselves, give themselves mutual respect, which is, if you said no to this, let's give it a no to that. If you said I want this, let's want it. But there are sometimes in which you might have some difficult disagreements, but if the respect is there, be able to figure things out.
But you know, there's really no disagreement. So there's something I've learned doing in this sex line of mine. If I ask you for an answer and you say no, it's not the fact that you can't do it. So what I need to find out is, why are you saying no? Now, she said her religion is against it. So if I remove religion, does that mean you will do it?
Okay, maybe that's the question you should ask her.
Do you understand? If I remove religion, will you still go ahead?
But to
she might not bring health. If I give you reasons why you can have anal sex 10 years and nothing will happen to you, will you still go ahead? So when you remove these things, there's a probability these people will go down to do this thing. But the issue when it comes to marriage is when a spouse is asking for something the other person doesn't believe in, they try to force them into it.
Yes.
And so the moment you try to force me into what I don't believe in the first place, there's a problem.
There's a problem.
I don't even believe in anal sex. And they are telling me, oh, come on. I'm saying no. You're like, no. And you're asking me over and over again. You don't ask for the moment I say no.
Even asking, repeatedly asking is like more of like emotional abuse. Is what's it called? Psychological abuse. And also, there's something we call spousal rape too, and marital rape. I read that online.
Okay, so what does that mean?
That simply means that you're in a marriage, okay? And your husband, the one of the spouses, or whether the husband now, sleeps with the wife without her consent. Or the wife engages in sexual intercourse with the husband without his consent. That is strictly...
So wait, so what happens... Let me bring it down. Because this happens a lot to you men. If you are married, please say hi when you hear this story. Women are sleeping. And you men just believe that, oh, she says, let me not disturb her. And so what you people do, they either use saliva or lubricant. They lubricate themselves and just slide the penis into the woman when she's sleeping. And you only wake up when that penis is inside of you. Do you call that rape?
Well.
Because you did not ask me, no romance, no, nothing to tell me that, I'm coming.
Is she answering the question of my
child? No! Oh, are you not the man?
I give my consent.
Thank you. Because there was no consent in that.
Okay, sometimes. I can't actually speak.
Please, women, if this has happened to you, please send a message. I want to know. Because I know it happens to so many women, especially around 3:30, 4 a.m. when they are asleep.
Okay, but this is what I'm saying to that. Some women actually, it's been a style with their own spouse. They like that. They enjoy it.
And no, if it's not your style,
it is rape.
Well, technically speaking, she's saying it.
No, you. What are you saying?
What if my okay, future wife like that?
If you look at the definition of rape,
yeah,
it says without my consent.
Yeah.
So a man who surreptitiously enters into a woman's vagina at 3 a.m. has ripped her.
Maybe she just tried to, like, just, you know.
If you want to wake me up, kiss my neck, like touch me, let me know that, okay. He's talking about, you're talking about like a man, you're defending them.
No, I'm not defending.
And I need to take you to court on this. So this person says, so loving your show, it's so educative. How do we break the silence? Joy from Abuja. It's a deep one.
It is a deep question. And I think that it comes from the fact that don't go to the police.
They'll put more fear in you.
They will ridicule you. They will put fear in you. Don't go to the police. If you are a married man, a married woman, and your husband is raping you, or your married man and your wife is raping you, the police do not, I think they do not have enough manpower to deal with that kind of issue. But I think that a lot of these NGOs need to start to sensitize people about the need to not keep quiet, about the need to talk up. Mm-hmm. It's really a sociology or social issue. It's not, I don't think it's in the realm of law. Mm-hmm. It's just like something came to my mind just now, I've missed it. But it's just like, you know, recently the Supreme Court has said that women in the eastern part of Nigeria are entitled to inherit from their father's estate, which was never that before. And well, I remember the first time I put it on Facebook, a friend of mine who's an Igbo girl told me that no Igbo girl would ever come to ask for such inheritance. Mm. But I know that it is changing now.
Yeah, it's just a matter of time.
It's a matter of time.
Yeah. So this person says, hi, presenter, I'm married. Okay. I'm married. I got married a virgin. And she was 30 then. Okay, I married a virgin. Okay, I married a virgin and she was 30 then. 2 years of marriage and we have not had sex up to 15 times. Even one round, she would not allow me to make love for 20 minutes. What I noticed is that she's over religious. I need this marriage and I love her so much. So I had to let her be, even if I have the urge. I just get on my laptop and start working on softwares here. Will it be wrong if I get a lady outside just to meet my sexual needs and nothing more from Abuja?
I'm sorry, I was laughing. I know one lady who reads the Bible when her husband is making love to her.
She quotes the Bible or she...
No, she reads the Bible.
She carries Bible and read.
Yes.
Or maybe she's praying for the husband.
Well, I know one woman who reads the Bible whilst her husband is making love to her. But having said that, I think that it's very sad that people will be married and in 2 years you will only have had sex 15 times.
When you should have done like 100, like finish
yourself. When you should have done 15 times in 1 week.
Finish yourselves.
She's talking to you, you're saying 15 times in 1 week.
It's possible now.
That's what I'm saying. We're saying the same thing.
You're past it.
I'm with you.
The days of just... You know, I used to do something.
And if the lady is only 30 years old and she's 32 now from what the man has said.
She's still what
is
young.
What is stopping her?
So I think what needs to be done...
could also be that she's finding it painful.
Well, you know, I usually complain about first time sex. A lot of people just want to marry a virgin, but they don't even know how to sleep with them the first time because the first sex registers in their head and will determine what their sex life is. Or for you, I don't know who you are, but the first thing is, what has she been told about sex? She's a religious person. What has her religion, her people, her family, her pastors told her about sex growing up? Because growing up, a lot of women have been told sex is bad. Sex is this, sex is that. And so we grew up with that mindset. And there are a lot of Christian women or religion people who believe that, you know what, sex for procreation. So if I'm having sex with you 1, 2, 3, I'm not getting
this
pregnant.
It's not only Christians, or even Muslims.
Okay, if I'm having sex with you 1, 2, 3 times and I'm not getting pregnant, they take it off their mind. They're not interested again. They'll tell you, after, what are we doing? You're not even doing anything, right? So I think we need to evaluate your wife. What has she been told? What's her background in sex? What is her mindset about sex? What is her flair for sex? All this thing needs to be broken down. When you break down all this, then we can find, okay, this is the problem and we can change that problem.
And I think that it goes beyond that. I think that also we need to ask the man, how are you approaching your wife for sex? Are you approaching your wife as a it's my right kind of attitude?
Mm. Because no, because from here now, he's not even sounding as if he's approaching her anymore. He said he just goes to work on his software.
That's part of the approach now.
Mm.
That's part of the approach. He's already ignoring her. He's not.
I'm sure he's just frustrated.
Well,
but the truth is, both of you need to see a sex coach or a sex therapist.
And
trust me.
Advise that. Yeah. It's wife. It's the husband's duty to reorientate the wife. Sit her down. Talk to her about all these
and
things.
And that's why when one person is already good and another person is not good, that's where the problem comes from.
Tough.
I have been married for about 5 years now, and I've been having issues with my wife because she doesn't allow me to have sex with her anytime I want it. And if she agrees out, if she agrees out will be in her terms. Okay, if she agrees, it will be in her terms. I cannot kiss her before sex. There's practically no romance. Something I feel I should just go and get it elsewhere. Please explain, what can I do? So there are a lot of rules here. I have a family friend, so the wife says no touching, no kissing, just in such a penis and go.
I think we're having more problems. We're having more women problems this evening, not even guys.
We have men.
No, but I think we have more women that don't touch me, don't do this. Maybe it's up for Cecilia to talk about that.
After you're not married, so you don't understand. Cecilia, what do you have to say about that?
No, I think, again, it's just like the last
person. Yeah.
I think that it needs to be, there needs to be a reorientation about sex, what sex means to her, what has been her experience in the past.
Yeah.
I think that they need to go back into history.
Yeah.
To find out exactly what has happened to her and what has, yeah. what has, what where the dam is, so that they can break the dam.
I also picked out, I cannot kiss her before sex. So, are we talking about breast? Why is she saying no to kissing? Is it that you're not kissing well?
No, if I don't be, it might be breast.
It might also be he's not kissing her well.
You can never have bad breath every single day now. Abba, bad breath every single day.
Don't say it again.
The guy should have actually maybe used some substance.
Because the man does not even know he has it.
Lady should actually inform the man that, oh God, you have bad breath. Take something.
They won't talk, and that's the problem. Anyway, I'm going to wait on a break, and when I come back, I'm going to be reading more. I've got loads of messages, and I promise you, when I come back, for every text message, is less than 1 second, so we can attend to almost everything. Don't go anywhere.
Broadcasting live from the core of Africa, Central Radio.
Welcome back to the section. So I'm just going to go right to the messages, and we have less than 1 second for each guest. Less than 1 minute for each guest to answer a message, because this is crazy. Like, seriously, I like sex too, but my wife don't enjoy sex. Even when she was pregnant, and now, I really need good sex. What should I do? Ade from Lag. Abraham, what should he do?
Ade wants good sex with the wife. He doesn't know what to do.
Yeah, the wife doesn't enjoy sex, but he loves sex.
That problem is beyond me. I don't even know what. Because first of all, there ought to be this sexual orientation when they were dating before they got married.
We know people don't talk about sex.
Yes, they don't talk about sex, in which that's a major problem. Because at the end of the day, what keeps you guys together, aside the word, well, even the word love don't actually go as far. You said friendship now, yeah. But things that actually keep you guys going, in my own little way, my only understanding is this. Your active sex life at least keeps you ahead a little bit. But if you guys don't talk about that, if you guys don't explore that area, okay, talk about it. I'm not saying have sex, I'm not saying have premarital sex. I'm just saying if you guys don't talk about that, know your sexual strengths,
yeah,
then you go to the marriage. Then it's like that's what we see when people actually file for divorces and stuff like that. They won't even give you the real gist, they won't tell you this is why I'm actually withdrawing from art. This is why they cook up some kind of stories that touches the art and say that's what I'm putting out. But for Ade, please do your best to. Let her tell her about what you want, and if you don't, she can actually give you what you want.
I don't think it's a question of lecture. I think that he should sit her down and have a heart-to-heart talk with her, relax her, make her feel relaxed, so that she can voice out what her concerns are. And I think that he will get where he wants to get.
Okay. Good evening. For Christians, they say the body of the wife belongs to the husband, and vice versa. Knowing and agreeing to this by both parties, would this consider sleeping with one another without consent as rape?
That's what the law says. I didn't say it.
Okay, so religion says your body belongs to me. My body belongs to you. Yeah. So I can take your body
anytime.
Religion
says my body belongs to you and your body belongs to me.
Yeah.
and you can take, why the religion doesn't say you can take it anytime. The fact that something belongs to you doesn't mean that you can just use it anyhow.
Well,
and so if I say to you that even though this body belongs to you right now, it is tired, so I don't want you to come into me, it is rape.
Well, in Nigeria, as far as I'm concerned, it's not rape, but
this guy should be jailed.
No. And as far as I'm in Nigeria, it's not rape. Yeah. It's not husband and wife, but mutual respect, respecting your feelings, each other's feelings. I think that will actually guide them through. For me, it's not rape.
But if we talk about this, if we carry this Christianity beyond this statement, it talks about being submissive to each other.
Yeah.
So if I say as the wife, you know what, Bobo, I'm tired. I don't want for you to make love to me this night. If I say that, he should be submissive enough to say, all right, fine, let's wait until it's fine.
Yeah, mutual respect says, yes, I will say my dear.
You see, your body. Hello, I am loving this. Well done, guys. Sliding into my wife unaware isn't rape, please. Eh? And I don't think there is anything wrong with that. I do that to my wife almost every time. It's fun and she loved it. Else she won't always be sleeping naked.
Please, what's her name?
There's no name.
Let your wife tell you sincerely whether she's enjoying it.
But does sleeping naked really mean you have to slide the penis?
No, see. I think I'm going to have a very wonderful like marriage, honestly. Because I was speaking to guys now when I said some ladies just naturally actually. I don't think it's not really.
But we love to sleep naked. They tell us, okay, your vagina, you wear pants all through, so at night, open, let air touch it. Does that mean you are saying bring your penis?
Yeah, let air touch it. Let things touch it. Let your husband touch it. It's all part of the process. Just enjoy yourself.
Until your wife starts to give you blood, like, you're asking.
There is nothing wrong if you romance your wife, but just
insert penis.
Come inside.
No, that's true. I'm telling you,
they just lubricate and you just feel that thing. That wasn't
what the guy said. The guy said.
He said it. He said, well, sliding into my wife unaware.
Unaware. After few touches.
Touching is aware.
You are breaking it. It's silent about
that. Hey, presenter. If your wife denies you sex very regularly, he said very regularly, could it be because she's having an affair?
No, not necessarily.
I don't think so.
No, I don't think so too.
You need to just find out why she's saying no. Has she always been saying no from the beginning of the marriage? If she was not really saying no from the beginning of the marriage, then find out what went wrong. What are you doing, or what is she doing that is not making her in the mood? Is she pregnant? If she's pregnant, we understand hormones change. Sometimes, even without getting pregnant, her hormones might also change and she's not in the mood. It could be stress, going from work, coming back home, or cleaning the house, the chores. All this thing takes a lot from a woman. So you need to find out what the problem is. And once that is solved, see, that's it. Now you go run. Trust me. People don't know you will run. Issues of engagement in anal sex or not should not even come up after marriage. This is late, in capital letters. They should have discussed it before marriage, during courtship, in which case any of them could have walked out of the relationship.
Easily.
And not necessarily.
But then my question is anal sex enough for you to walk out of a relationship?
What? Some. Okay, to me, God, okay, I'm so sorry to say this, I'm okay, but it disgusts me as a person. The thought of people telling me inner sex and stuff like shit, that's thing. But maybe that's me.
That's why I said it disgusts you now.
But for some,
you don't know what will happen tomorrow.
But
change is constant.
If you're in a relationship with someone and the person says, I'm in for inner sex, and he's in for inner sex, good for you.
So what happens if tomorrow your wife says she wants to try inner sex?
Leave that to tomorrow. Next question.
You don't want to face reality, yeah?
No, leave that to tomorrow.
Okay, I put to bed. Cecilia has taken off with laughter. I put to bed since the month of July last year, and the tear is still paining me. Whenever my husband and I want to meet, I'm not always interested. Please, what can I do? Since July last year, I think that's a whole lot.
That's about 6 months.
That's too much.
I think she needs to see a doctor.
See a doctor. That's too much. Some people even see herself.
Are you sure it is the tear, or you just have some other fear? Or it could also be that the man is
mentally
being rough with her.
Registered the pain.
It could also be that the man is being rough with her since then. Mm. And so she gets a tear each time. But it cannot be the tear from child.
But see a doctor, let them evaluate you. I think that will go a long way. This person said, hi, my name is Samuel from Lagos State. This topic tonight is quite interesting. Rape and marriage. Firstly, what is rape? Samuel should be a lawyer.
Thank you.
Rape is a sexual intercourse with an individual without his or her consent. So we can't overly underemphasize or overemphasize this topic. Rape happens, but we can't call it rape because it happens with two married individuals. So no one will call sex between two married couples rape, except there's domestic violence involved. Especially in this part of the world, in a lot of cases, married men use violence in order to have sex with their wives. And some other happen under intoxication. So believe me, this topic is quite deep, but no one will call it rape because there has to be sacrifices in marriage, especially on the part of the woman. A lot of men get raped, both married and unmarried men, by women, girlfriends, and wives. But we've got the notion that a man must be a man. And this happens all over the world, not just Nigeria. The major reason why men don't report rape and domestic violence is pride, ego, and want to avoid mockery, especially from their fellow guys and even women who you feel less of a man. And it can quite lead to depression. Soul Spy is looking fucking gorgeous tonight. Use that one to end it. You are finishing me. Take it.
Your husband is watching.
He knows I'm gorgeous. You know, one round tonight or two. Are you ready?
After our show, please.
You want to do it before you do your show. You want to be showing all my skills. You want to let my skills pay for my skills, please. So this person says, thank you, Mr. I'm sure he might be a lawyer. Mr. Samuel, we know your people here.
Yeah.
One lady said that she enjoys it when her husband inserts his dick into her vagina while she's sleeping at night. Is the man raping the wife or a surprise sex? I want to find out. Surprise sex.
I think we've overflowed this issue.
Is it surprise sex or rape?
Whatever you call it, be it surprise sex. But all I know for sure is not rape. Okay.
I think if she enjoys it.
If she enjoys it,
it's not rape.
That she has consented.
Exactly.
That's the consent. You can do it to me anytime.
And I feel, okay, there's something I have to say now at this point now. And, apologies to like ladies and women out there. But as long as your husband is doing something wrong to you and you're still keeping quiet, maybe it's sexual abuse, marital abuse,
that means
whatever.
You agree to it.
That means you agree to it. And as long as you don't speak up, as long as you're quiet about it, you can't call it rape. You don't even have the guts to call it rape until you speak out. Once you speak out against it, that means we all, when it comes to public, know that you don't like it. And then we can actually fight for you. But as long as you're quiet about it, and you're like, oh, man, you even think you're enjoying
so
it.
So you can fight for anyone.
Yeah?
You can fight for anyone.
Be the woman or the man.
So if I'm sitting with my husband, I tell him stop halfway, you'll fight for me.
Cecilia would actually.
You will fight for me. So this person says, good evening all. Please, is getting a compliment from my husband a bad thing? Because no matter how I perform in bed, my husband never compliments me and I'm not happy about it. When I ask him if he enjoys it, he will tell me to be grateful and shut me down.
Be grateful for what you've just gotten.
Yeah. I'd be grateful that you just got something.
I think the man needs help.
Does he really need help?
I think he needs help. I think he needs to see a psychiatrist.
Do you think?
I believe
or
so.
Or the woman is expecting too much?
No.
She has said he doesn't compliment at all. You cannot.
After sex.
You cannot be having sex.
No,
with
she
woman.
Said he doesn't compliment me. That's after sex. He said, is getting a compliment from husband a bad thing? Especially no matter how I perform in bed.
Exactly. So the man has a problem.
Okay, I'll be going on a break, and when I come back, we're going to be analyzing, is it bad or not bad? Do I need compliments? Or, dear husband, I hope you are watching, I'm going to give you a shot when I get back. Don't go anywhere.
Broadcasting live from the core of Africa, Central Radio.
Welcome back to the sex show. It's still a night of having sex in court, outside the bedroom. So now we're talking about rape in marriage. So the last message we got was the woman who said her husband doesn't compliment her. So the truth that we've deliberated on behind the camera was the fact that probably he's appreciating you in another language. What if after sex he's rubbing your head or he touches you or something? So both of you need to sit down and talk him. Let him know what you want, how you want to be complimented. It's one thing to want something and you're not saying it. Mm-hmm. It's another thing to say it and you're saying it right. So when you complain the first time, did you complain out of, you're not even saying anything, they will just ask you, could not even tell me I did well. Or you are actually setting your tables right to say, okay, you know what, we need to talk. After sex, I feel this way, this is what I want. There's a way you talk to a man that he will change. So you need to understand how he is saying thank you to you and then let him know how you want the thank you to be said. And when you do that, your sex life will be better. That's all I can say. It happens everywhere, every day, every time. Little things cause problems, things that we can just sit there and analyze are what we usually don't do. So I want to go back to, so see, have more messages. But now I'm going to be taking calls. You are free to call in, but please, I want to beg you. I'm sexually begging you in the name of the God of sex that you know, so that you'll be horny and you ejaculate at the right time. When we pick your call, Biko, please, I beg of you, turn down the volume of your TV set so that we can get to speak. If I get to hear that noise, I will let you go. It's as easy as that. So this person says, good evening, presenter. The issue of compliments, most of the compliments happen in the heat of the action and are forgotten afterwards. It depends on when one wants it, from Abuja.
Well, freaky, you're doing well.
I agree. Kill me. Fuck me. Strangle me. Thank you.
No, well.
Just like I said, freaky, you're doing well. See?
Maybe I'm not in the right position to talk about this, but as long as comments are passed, why in the act? And why are you so bothered about
in the act? I cannot remember because I might be in another world.
But I'm saying it.
You're
I'm saying
answer,
it.
So you know
just join me in the world.
Still like, let's come here.
I think that it should be in the act and after the act.
Thank you. Hello, good evening. Welcome to the sex show. Hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm fantastic, and you?
Are you getting me?
Yes, I can. I'm getting you very well.
Okay, compliment with sex. You can do it when the sex is going on, but after the sex, you will find it difficult to do it.
How are you supposed to do it?
Hello?
I can hear you. You said you can do something when sex is going on, and how are you supposed to do it after sex? What exactly are you talking about?
Compliments. Yes, when you can do the compliment to the partner, whatever the sex is on, but after the sex, you find it very difficult to do.
Why do you find it difficult? What you just did during sex? Why is it difficult to do after sex?
Hello?
I can hear you. So I'm asking you, why is it difficult? Cecilia, why is it difficult to do after sex? The same thing you did during sex.
I think that it's probably because there is no sexual chemistry between them. And so it's okay when they're both in the heat of passion, but not when they're sitting down as a regular couple.
Maybe they should copy this style. Just say you're doing well. You're doing well.
This man is going back to church.
You're doing well.
Hello, good evening. Welcome to the sex show.
Hello.
Hello? Okay, so we lost that person. So I believe that even if you can say during sex, there's nothing bad in saying after sex. You might just want to touch me and say, oh, nice one. Or I enjoyed it. Or just say something that works for you. It doesn't have to be, oh, my dad, you did a good job. Oh.
I was joking with the freaky, you're doing well now.
Hello, good evening, welcome to the sex show.
Hello?
Hello, can you hear me? Hello?
Hello?
Can you please turn down the volume of your TV set?
Okay, let me do that.
Okay, may I know where you're calling from, please? Hello? Okay, so at this point, I'm going to go in on the break. And when I come back, I'm going to be taking more calls and more messages. Do not go anywhere. I'll be right back to turn you on more. And more.
Broadcasting live from the core of Africa, Central Radio.
Welcome back to the sex show. So I'm still going to go into my WhatsApp message. And please do take your time to call in the moment with your calls. Please turn down the volume of your TV set. I really want to talk to you. Like, Vicky kind of thing he said. Mm-hmm. Okay. Do we have a caller? Okay, so this person says, our sex life is great, but we do not communicate emotionally. I cannot tell him about things that are really bothering me, and he also doesn't like talking about real issues affecting him emotionally. I would love to know about how we can connect emotionally in communication. Stella from Port Harcourt. Sisu Lawyer, what can be done?
They probably need some help, professional help. They both need professional help. But really, there has to be a willingness on both parts.
True.
Because it's enough for her only to say she wants to connect with her husband emotionally. Mm. But if he doesn't want to, or if he doesn't see that there's a problem, then there is a problem.
Yeah.
And I think that they need a lot of professional help. That's the short answer, really.
That's the truth about it, Stella. Both of you need to come together to seek solution. So I think what both of you majorly need is emotional intelligence. You need to understand how your emotions work with that of the other person. Okay, we have a caller. Hello, good evening. Welcome to the section.
Hello, good evening.
Good evening. May I know where you're calling from, please?
I'm calling from Niger State.
From Niger State. Okay, do you have a question or you want to join the conversation?
Okay. To me, I don't believe there's anything like rape in marriage.
Correct.
Why? Because marriage, sex in marriage is the best so far.
Mm.
So there's no specification of time, there's no specification of duration. Mm. Whether at the convenient time without consent or without a consent, you can do it and satisfy your pleasure.
Thank you very much, sir. Thank you. He has finished it.
Yes. Well,
with or without? Now, they call spoiler for me.
But I think it depends on their orientation. Well, we are here to actually educate them.
Yeah.
And that's why we're on the show here, to tell them that there are boundaries, even though you're married, there are boundaries. Even though the law hasn't criminalized it yet in Nigeria, but other countries out there, we know Nigeria is a little bit slow to catch up.
Yeah.
When other countries out there, there are limits you can go.
Okay, we have another caller. Hello, good evening, welcome to the sex show. Could you please turn down the volume of your TV set? Hello, good evening. Okay, so we lost that caller, right? And so we're talking about the man who said with or without consent, and he said he's from Niger State.
I'm happy that he even says with or without consent, because rape is already without consent.
Hello, good evening. Welcome to the sex show.
Hello, good evening.
Good evening. May I know where you're calling from, please? May I know where you're calling from? Okay, so this one says... Hello? Hello, good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. Welcome to the sex show. May I know where you're calling from? Hello? Can you hear me? Okay, we lost that call again. So this person says, good evening, presenter. The issue of compliment. Okay, I've read that one. Okay, this person says, my husband ejaculates within a minute. Even before...
Why are you laughing?
You know you're having sex. You're not having sex.
Yes.
My husband ejaculates within a minute, even before I even start enjoying sex. This is really making me not wanting to have sex. Amina from Lagos.
Shebi, you do send webinars
teaching
people about
this. Amina, so you I have two webinars. She has said it. I have two webinars. I have how to last longer in bed. The truth is, if you tell your husband to come for this wedding, he would feel like, what was that?
An insult.
Are you saying, it's an insult.
You owe me.
I also have how to help your spouse last longer in bed. So I teach women techniques to help their men who are not ready to come for class. So, hey, you can pick any of the classes and that will be settled out. Hello, good evening. Welcome to the sex show. Could you please turn down the volume of your TV set? So, sorry, we had to let him go because we already said turning on the baby of the TV set goes a long way for us so that everyone can get to hear you. So that's it, Amina. You've gotten it there. So this person says, I wasn't feeling well, but my girlfriend wanted sex and she got it by force. Like, she was on top and at the end of sex, I had some sore feeling on my penis. And since then, I don't feel sex with her again. She's my girlfriend for 5 years and I'm thinking of opting out. Wow.
Well, did you consent?
But he didn't say he was sleeping though.
Yeah. He didn't say he was sleeping. He said she came on top of him.
Yeah.
He didn't say that she he didn't.
And
have
I trust Penis. Penis does not have a brain, so Penis will respond.
Maybe she rode that rough. She rode him rough. She rode him rough.
But I wonder, how do they get to scratch men, you know, and peel their skin?
I don't know.
I don't expect you to know before.
Yeah, thank you very much.
I think that they need to see a doctor.
I'm sure probably she wasn't well lubricated or something. Anyway, sorry. That shouldn't stop you from having a great sex life. Because it is now, you want to opt out because of sex. And I don't think that's enough reason to walk away.
It's not.
Because I've heard people say, when you are sick and you have sex, you feel better. So probably she might have that mindset or she might have been told. I've seen people have accident there in the clinic and the first thing they want to do is have sex. Just to be sure they can perform and they are okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. What can I do to reduce sexual urge? It happens in a way that as the urge is getting high, so is my body temperature.
Pour cold water.
Advice sex in the shower.
How many times is enough?
Everything, they should go to the shower.
I don't know. If you're having sexual urge and it's affecting your body when it comes to temperature, please see a doctor. Because yes. That's not normal. People get horny, people get wet and they go and come back, you don't even know. But when it starts to affect your body, then I think
it's a sexual urge or something.
You said?
I sure a sexual urge or something else.
It might be something else.
It could be something else and then you just connect it because you also feel horny at that point. So please see a doctor. Do not joke with it, I beg of you. See a doctor and then you know what the problem is because I'm sure they're first going to run a test for you. And so that is it majorly. Yeah.
And I think our callers tonight are like mostly guys and we can hear some of their wives, you know, boys in the background. They push them aside. Yeah. Why are they making all the calls?
You're your own. So we have come to the end of a sex show. We have tried for tonight and I really, really, really enjoyed this episode. Trust me. You see those two people, they are coming back. I will look for another topic that has to do with love and sex. They are coming back. Even if it's not rape, we'll change it. Pray. Or don't worry, I'll change the word. They are coming back. So, Abayomi, what will be your last word to people at home?
My last word to our viewers is that respect your spouse, respect their wishes, and with that you have a better and long-lasting relationship with more trust. And also, if you actually find something not too good, abusive behaviors or patterns in your spouse,
you've talked about it and it's not really working.
Please pack and move. Thank you.
Fantastic. Sissy Lawyer.
I thought I was the divorce expert.
So, be the last word to the people at home.
I think that there is rape. There is marital rape. No matter what has been said this evening, no matter what the callers have said about whether or not she consents, I can have her at any time. You cannot have her at any time. Because the time will come when the woman will resist and she will go out there and report you. And it is at that point you will know that rape is rape. So it's easy when two people are in love or they think they are in love with each other, it's easy to get the consent. So please get the consent by all means. Get the consent, pet her or pet him, whoever is doing the raping or whoever is needing the sex. Pet each other, talk to each other, improve your level of communication. And especially when there's a wide gap between the man and the woman and the man feels entitled. Marriage is entitlement, but it's entitlement of the two of you to each other's bodies. But regardless of that, there is rape. Don't rape your spouse.
Don't rape your spouse. So we have come to the end of the sexual. And as a sexual, all that we will say, sex is life. Respect for pleasure. If you're having issues with your spouse, if you're having issues understanding each other, please get help. It is one thing to know there's a problem. It's another thing to get help to solve that problem. For Stella, please get help, right? And for the other woman who complained about emotions, not connecting, not knowing how to speak to her husband, yes, get help. You might want to send a DM and then we'll talk about it. It doesn't have to be both of you. One thing I've come to realize in this world is when you send first the right signal, the other person naturally will change. So what happens is one person needs to change for the other person to change. So on this one, we have come to the end of raping marriage. So I'm going to say there is rape in marriage. Re-rape will lock you up. Forget, Abaya Omi will not be behind you at the end of the day. So I'm still going to go home to try out the, hey, stop. I'm not interested. When I do that, I will come back to give you feedback on how it goes. I'm going to tell my director to try with his wife. Do halfway and take a walk. Let's see what happens from the woman's side and from the man's side. Let's see who gets to survive it. Love you all. See you all next week. Till I come again. Good night.